Hey guys, welcome back to What in the K-Pop. I'm Yvette.
And I am Precious.
And today,
We're going rogue.
We're not going rogue.
We're going off script.
I just realized that we never did a get to know us. Like, they don't know us. They know how we are, but they don't know us. Does that make sense?
They don't know me.
Anyway, we're doing a little get to know me, like, introduction that we probably should have done a year ago when we started this podcast, but better late than never.
Yes.
So we have like a couple questions that we both collectively came up with just to answer, just let us know, not let us know, let y'all know.
This is what I'm about.
Yeah, this is what I'm about. This is who I stand. This is who we recommend you to stand, like, type of thing. And then we're going to take some K-pop BuzzFeed quizzes because those are wild and totally not accurate, but they're fun.
BuzzFeed knows what they're talking about.
No, I don't think they do. No. But it's okay. They're still fun.
All right. I want to work for BuzzFeed at some point, actually.
I wanted to cook for them.
Oh my god. Do the cooking segments. I wanted to be like Eugene and like be best friends with Eugene.
Me too. And I would have, like, I was listening to the Tripod, their podcast, Try Guys podcast.
Oh, I listened to them too.
And I was listening to one where they finally, like, the guys finally got into BTS. Like, Eugene finally got them into it a little bit because of Dynamite and everything.
Apparently, Zach is the gym end of the group.
Yeah, and then Zach's the most, like, into it, from what I could tell from the whole thing. And I loved it. And it was funny because Eugene would be like, you know, back when we worked at BuzzFeed, I would always try to tell, you know, show people, you know, MVs, you know, like how we do.
Yeah.
Try to get them into it, and they're like, oh, that's cool. And then they would never talk about it again, or they would forget about it. And I was like, if you showed me, and if I worked there, I would have been like,
Wow, Eugene, this is so cool.
This is so amazing. Let's talk about it all the time.
I would have really wanted to hang out with Eugene because I thought he was attractive.
No, like, he is so attractive.
Cool. And he
Boo-boo's gorgeous.
Honestly, dead ass, before he came out, that man was the man of my dreams.
Whether he came out or not, he's hot.
Man of my dreams.
So hot. And I was like, and he's so cold to people, which made it hotter.
Yeah. Eugene is still the man of my dreams, so if he ever hears this, you're still the man of my dreams.
Literally. But anyway, we're going to do a little get to know me. We already went off track, but hey.
I just work here, yo.
This is how we do.
I just work here.
But we're going to start off with favorite K-genre. This is anything from K-pop to rock to K-R&B, K-hip-hop, K-rap,
anything
blah, blah, blah.
In the K-music realm.
Yeah, anything in the K-music realm. So Precious, what is your favorite K-genre?
My favorite K-genre... aside K-pop, you know, like the basic, like, K-pop, mm-hmm. I really love K-rock alternative, actually. I feel like a lot of people, they're like, she just loves that. I'm like, no, man.
I feel like they need more attention.
I'm a
in the
rocker.
K-music scene.
Yeah, man. I'm a rocker inside.
No, literally. Like, I think I got into, like, the rock alternative scene mm-hmm. when I was in sixth grade. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, like, right after elementary school, I was like, oh my god, I love this. The anger, the rage.
Yeah.
But then also the musicality of it all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think there was like a little bit of me with that little rock alternative. I was like, ooh, this is so cool. But then listening to K-pop in day six, and I'm just like, yeah, this is it.
Like,
this is me.
So emotional, so kind of emo-ish, but so rebellious at the same time. Yes.
Yeah. My shower song is Rescue Me by Day Six in the shower, and I played on my Bluetooth really loud. My neighbor, oh yeah, I was showering, and I, you know, like there's that one part where they shred in the beginning, and they're mm-hmm. like, rescue me, baby. Mm-hmm. And then I heard a knocking on the other side of my wall, and I realized it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and my neighbor was like knocking and told me to shut up.
I would have turned that shit louder and be like, rescue me,
baby.
They needed to wake up, so
yeah,
whatever.
It's 8:30, get up, old man.
They were probably like hungover from the night before.
That's nice. I don't care.
Exactly. For me, I've been really into the K-R&B hip-hop scene.
I like it here.
Ugh, it's amazing. I love it. Like, I've always liked R&B and hip-hop, but like K R&B and hip hop is like so different from like American R&B and hip hop. It's similar, but it also has its own style.
Hits different.
It has its own swag. It does hit different.
Yeah, so definitely. That's really how I feel with like K Rock. I'm just like, because I don't know what it is, but like Day 6 and M Flying, and like they just hit different.
They're like more like, I don't know. I feel like they're lighter than American alternative rock. That's really more like a little bit darker, but then they can be dark, but in a soft way.
Yeah.
It's just dark in the lyrics. Yeah. It's like that. All right. Next question. Favorite K-drama?
Man, I didn't like this question because I had a hard time.
I knew what you would pick. I was like, I already know what she's going to pick.
Like, it's like, I don't know why she's struggling. My favorite's Goblin. It's so good.
I still haven't watched it.
It's so good.
I'm going to put it on. Okay. My upcoming segment in the future for Pass or Binge. I will put it on there. But
I cried the first episode.
The first episode?
Yeah, Goblin. Yeah, man.
How long are their episodes?
Like an hour.
Okay. See, I'm going to story tell the first hour and then make a decision.
Okay.
Because that's like cutthroat.
Yeah, like, I cried. I was like, this is so good. Like, he like, you know, like, he's just this guy, like, living forever. And, yeah, Goblin's good, man.
I'm very picky when it comes to K-dramas, but we'll see.
And then they did the soundtrack, This Beautiful Love. That's fucked up. You don't do that. Any K-drama that has that, I'm a sucker. That's not fair.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's fair.
All's fair in love and war.
That's true.
Mine is Kim Bok Joon, the weightlifting fairy, because it's comical, but it's also super romantic. But it's just like that comedy rom-com kind of thing. And it's just, I love it. So cute. The college lifestyle, like, kind of thing. And I know you haven't watched it yet because
It's on my list, I swear to God.
It's on the list, all in the abyss of so many other things. But you, once you watch at least the first episode, you're gonna get locked. Right. I swear. It's a very old K-drama, but I love it.
Okay.
Like, I was fighting between that or Coffee Prince, because I really love Coffee Prince.
You also told me about Coffee Prince,
like,
too.
My coworker told me about it, and I was just like, this is the best. Like, it was so romantic, and I was just... Yes. All right, next question is, favorite boy group?
Well, you see, we've been through a lot.
No, this one, I really had to think.
Okay.
Because...
Yeah, same here. I had to think about it.
I was like, I have a lot of great boy, you know, K-pop boy groups that I like, but it's like, who do I really know personality-wise and like, you know, behavior-wise and, you know, their quirks and everything, like top-down, watch their variety shows.
Head to toe.
Yeah, saw them in concert, you know, just did all this stuff with them. And I was like, honestly, like, after I like started standing like more than five groups, a lot of those things I used to do went out the window because it was just too much content. Mm-hmm. Like right now it's way too much content. Like I stand at least over 25 groups. Way too much content. I cannot look at it at all. Yeah. It's just really hard. I don't have the time. I have a full-time job.
Us being multi-stands is like, K-pop is a full-time job and people think that it's a joke. This shit's real.
It's not a joke. Like if you want to be in the loop, it's not a joke. Like, me just figuring out who's having a comeback is a struggle at this point. So, with all that, obviously it's going to have to be BTS because they are the group that caused me to stand 25 plus groups, honestly. Like, if it weren't for them, I wouldn't have known about these other groups. Like, and I'm so happy that I was able to stand more groups. But, honestly, them, definitely.
Okay, for me personally... Same answer. My favorite boy group is BTS. I mean, I'd be a hoe hoeing around these streets, man. But BTS, definitely, like, they're, like, my favorite boy group. Like, I met you.
Like, I feel like...
Well, I didn't meet
I feel
them,
like
I
a
wish.
Connection.
Yeah,
like, definitely. There's a really big connection between them. Like, I was like, if I knew them in real life and, you know, besides the fame and whatever and the, you know, being an artist, I was like, oh my gosh, we would actually click because our humor is like the same, like same type of humor. So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because like, I don't know, I associate K-pop with really good memories, and BTS, like, they were like my first really good memories. Because I was like,
concert,
my
too.
First concert, baby's first K-pop concert.
Was one of the biggest acts in the world.
Seriously. So I was like, I mean, BTS to me is like, because like I said, I always mention it all the time. Mm-hmm. But like, I met my good friends through BTS. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like, they made me feel really good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, again, we binged all of
us a lot.
Yeah, they taught us a lot, and like we binged all of their shit. So it's like, come on, like I can't not say that I don't love these men. Like, I love them so much.
I thank them.
Thank you.
Because now, my life is consumed.
I think it's just funny because BTS, they're like, hey, you know, you like us, you like them too, and then they kicked us into a hole. I'm like, wait,
a black hole that just keeps falling and falling and falling. There's no end.
It's been 3 years now for me.
It's been 3.5, 4.
Mm.
I mean, I knew about it, but I didn't know how deep that hole was.
I didn't know K-pop was like a thing, and then we found out, and it's like,
I mean, I knew it was a thing, like any kind of genre, and you know, like there's C-pop, J-pop, stuff like that. I knew about that, but the culture of
the culture,
I had
so
no idea.
Ooh,
no,
we'll
clue.
Save that for a future podcast.
No idea. It's scary.
I know.
So scary. There's so much to talk about when you talk about the culture of K-pop.
The culture with a K.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question. Favorite girl group?
This one's actually pretty okay, actually.
I was struggling between your choice and my choice.
I was struggling between your choice and my choice,
but I
too.
Went to my song list to see who I had more songs by.
Yeah.
And I was like, uh-huh, got you.
Mm.
So what was for you?
Mamamoo, they're my favorite.
I love Mamamoo.
I love them.
Like, they're so different from the typical girl group, and that's what I love, because that's like my style, you know? Not the prissiness. There's nothing wrong with the prissy, girliness, but it's just not my style.
Yeah.
I'm a hybrid.
Yeah.
I like the more, like, badass concepts, and, you know, I feel like you don't always have to be girly girl, like prissy all the time.
I like them a lot because I don't know what it is. Like, they're very different because each of the members, like, they represent something different to me, which is why I think it's really cool. Because, like, Hwasa, like, she said, I think her body type isn't really, like, typical.
Yeah, and
I think
people would call her, like, people in the industry would call her fat or overweight. And I'm like, no, this woman is
curvy, voluptuous.
Delicious.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, yeah. I wish I could look like that.
I don't know. I wonder what it's like to wake up and be that nice.
Exactly.
Yeah. But no, like, that's one of the things. Like, Hwasa, like, with her, with, like, you know, her body positivity, I really love that. Because me, I used to not like my thighs, but now I'm like, you know what? These thighs are thick and juicy.
She
and,
was
like,
just staring at her damn thighs in the mirror earlier today. So, yeah, she really.
Like, these are some nice thighs. Thick thighs save lives.
Like, I wasn't even paying attention to her. I was looking at my phone, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was just looking at my thighs. And I was like, the fuck? I wasn't even looking towards your way. My back was to you, and I'm just like, that's nice.
Because I'm a Leo. I'll stop. But,
pretty much.
But no. And then, like, Moonbyul, I love her. Because, like, she's her. Just, like, okay, aside being a really amazing female rapper, she's very cute, quirky, love her. And then, one thing, I love that she goes from between me, I think, like, I relate to her mostly because, like, yes, I am a girl. I identify
she's
as a girl, but
fluid.
She's so gender fluid.
And her style
and
is,
I'm just like,
really nice.
That's kind of how I kind of want to dress or how I feel sometimes. But, like, a lot of the time, I do feel like, I've been pondering this for my thoughts for so long. But, like, I have actually been, like, you know, style-wise, when it comes to me dressing how I want to, I'm just like, I have no style still, but it's okay.
It comes with time.
It comes with time. But, like, no, because recently, like, I really love K-pop, and her style specifically, she bounces back from, like, really soft and feminine to, like, really masculine. And I'm just like, because sometimes I want to dress a little bit more masculine and be a bad bitch and be like, yeah, I can take your girl, too. Don't
and
block, don't try
your
it.
Ass too.
And I can kick your ass. And then I can, and then I sometimes I want to switch and be like, I'm cute.
Yeah,
you love
like
me.
Be like, yeah, kind of like, I'm just a delicate flower, but then I can also whoop that ass too.
Yeah, that's kind of
that's me too.
That's why I love her so much. And then like Solar's really pretty, but there's one thing that I really like about Solar, because like I've seen she's like toxic masculinity. Who? Because like there was one stage like she was doing fire, and this bitch dead ass tore off her tank top and showed her. I was like, ooh. I was like, yes, not only the men can do this, but
yes.
And I think there was a pole at some point. She was pole dancing. I was like, yes, like gave me life.
Like I love that group is really about woman empowerment and not being like kept in a box of what a woman should be like, because you know from the beginning of time, men have always been like, oh, women should be like this, and she should say this, and she shouldn't say that, she shouldn't look like that. Yeah,
but Mama Moo, they're like, I'm sorry, who?
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't listening, I was doing my own thing, sorry. Yeah,
exactly.
And then we have, like, Wean, their fearless leader. That one, she can step on my face, it's fine.
Yeah.
She can just step on my face.
But yeah, no, Mama Moo is a powerhouse, and
yeah,
like I said, I've always told you, if they tour in,
we're going.
In the United States, we're going. Like, I don't care if they don't hit our city, like, we're going. We're just going to have
we'll
to
make
take
that,
a trip.
We'll make that drive.
No, we're flying.
We'll make that flight.
We're flying. I have points. We're flying.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord. I'm not your sugar mama. Get out of here. All right. For me, my favorite girl group is G Idol. I love G Idol.
Thank you for introducing me.
Yes.
Because
you were so skeptical about it. And I was like, they have bomb songs. They're not the typical girl group. They have bomb songs. I was like, I love them. Yeah. And then I love their leader, Soyeon. John Soyeon. That is a badass bitch. That's wifey. She's part of my wifey club. And I just love her so much. She writes her own music, produces her own music. She can rap, she can sing, she can dance. Like, oh my gosh. And then all the other members are really great in their, like, respective ways. And their music is just so it's kind of similar to Mamamoo in a way, too. But they just have their own color, their own style. And they're just not like, you know, this is not shade toward any girl group in particular.
We love girl groups. We respect girl groups.
I am getting to learn a lot about girl groups lately. But I feel like a lot of girl groups are like the same carbon copy.
I agree.
I was like, that's boring. Like, what if they, like, I fear like that. They're so caught up in this, like, you know, Aegyo cutesy concept. And what if they truly don't want to do it anymore? What if they're tired of it, but the company's like, that's what sells, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what if one day they're like, they all collectively say, we don't want to do this concept so much anymore. We want to try this. Or
I
want to
be
that.
Edgy and a bad
like,
bitch.
Would they let them?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like screaming for help type of thing. Like, what if, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So with, like, G Idol and Mamamoo, I love that they, you know, go their own way and do their own thing. And it's just great. And it's just wonderful. And their songs are just so good. Yes, they can hear you opening candy. That's why I opened my candy way before. Uh-uh. No. Not doing that shit. No ASMR.
I like ASMR. They're learning things about me.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure by now they know that you like ASMR. But yes, G Idol, badass bitches. Like I said, if they were supposed to come,
we were gonna see them.
We're gonna go see them last minute and grab some snacks, some tickets, and just come see them because
it was the day we were gonna go. It was like it was gonna be their concert in Houston.
Before
we were supposed to leave A for ATEEZ.
Oh no, that was April. No,
I think I forgot.
I think yeah, April because ATEEZ was in April. BTS was in May, and we were gonna go see them, and we were also gonna go see Six too.
Yep.
Last minute.
Yep.
Because we just wanted, you know, wanted to ball out.
It's like, I deserve it.
Literally.
But no, I love the fact, fun fact, Yvette introduced me to both of you. You have good taste, girl.
Yeah, I know I have good taste. Oh,
shit,
you just need to trust me.
I trust you.
You. Just an example of the K-drama, Kim Book Joo, Weightlifting Fairy. I told you about that about 2 years ago.
Credit for watching Itaewon Class? I watched that.
I made you.
And it was good.
I know. It was amazing.
I did cry.
But it's so hard to get you to, unless I actually put it in front of you and like shackle you and make you watch it, tape your eyelids up or whatever, but you won't do it on your own. Or you'll forget about it because you just forget things so easily.
I mean, if you want me to pay attention, you can just treat me like only one of them and libido it. And you can
No, thank you. I don't swing that way, but thanks for the offer. I feel so flattered.
You're welcome.
Anyways.
Stream libido,
yes.
Y'all. Stream libido.
That basketball scene with the shirtless. Ooh. I could watch that all day long. But anyways, yes, if G Idol comes to town, we're definitely
Queens.
Going to see them. All right, next. Ooh.
This was so hard. This was so hard.
How is this hard? You've always said this person was your ultimate bias.
He's my king.
Yeah, so why was it hard? Who else was in competition?
Nobody.
No, liar.
Nobody.
No. Who?
Like, I mean, he's like from Wavy, but it's like, I almost gave... Okay, listen. Once upon a time, by hair, gave, like, Chin-kun from Wavy, like, the bias crown. Like, I almost gave it to him. Like, I was handing it to him. And then Yoongi came out with D2. And I was like, you know what, Kun? It's not the time.
That album slaps.
Yeah, basically, Yoongi's like, you're trying to take my girl, hold my beer, is what happened. Yeah, Min Yoongi's like my ultimate bias. I love that man. I almost gave Kun like the ultimate bias crown. And then Yoongi was like, give me my shit. I don't think so. That was scary. So,
what if Kun comes out with a solo album? What's going to happen? You got to reevaluate your life.
When it comes to him, I have to rethink a lot of things. I really love him, but Myungi, I've always had a connection with him.
Mm-hmm. I know.
There's always been a connection. Because I just feel like sometimes he's grumpy, but then I can be the sunshine and be like, don't be sad. I need to stop. I write too much
fiction. I'm not laughing at you. I've heard it so many times and it still gets me every time.
Because it's good reasoning.
It's like water and oil. It's like water and oil. But no, not saying that y'all don't mix, but it's like y'all are just very different personalities. So some people like, okay, you're like peanut butter and jelly. That's better. That's a better analogy.
I could be the peanut butter. She was jelly.
No, you're the jelly. Oh. He's the peanut butter.
Can I be strawberry jelly at least?
Sure.
Okay. It matters to me.
Apparently so. I didn't think it mattered. I was like, yeah, you be that strawberry jelly girl.
I will.
Anyways, my ultimate bias is Woods.
I didn't think that you even... Whoa.
I've never picked one, remember?
Yeah, I know.
But lately...
When we were answering these questions, I was confused. I looked, I was like, Woods?
Why you... Who would you think it would be?
I mean, I thought it was a tie... Okay, personally... Because, like, I really thought it would have been a tie between, like, JB or Taehyung from BTS. That's where I thought we were going. But I knew you liked Woods, too. I was like,
JB's my other zaddy.
Okay. Okay, that's valid.
Taehyung, I love him. I love him. But I told you, they don't know this, but I no longer have a bias in BTS because, I don't know, my mind just had a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
And now I don't know. I just love everybody. I just OT7.
Yeah. I am OT7, but for the first time in a while, I have a bias record for BTS, and I don't know
how. Maybe because I just haven't been watching their variety shows or stuff lately, so I haven't really caught up with them lately. I really haven't caught up with them. I haven't even watched Film Out, their Japanese MV.
I haven't watched that yet,
so I think maybe that's why.
Lives are so hard.
Yes, Woods. Let's bring it back, Spotlight.
Zaddy?
Back to Zaddy number one, yes. And I knew you were going to pick Min Yoongi, and I was like, what if it was Woods versus Min Yoongi? Who would win? But I know who would win. It would be Woods. It would be Woods. That man is talented. Like, if you haven't listened to March comebacks and the way I talk about Woods, that man is talented. Writes his songs, produces them. Like, he doesn't dance much, but he can dance. And he could sing so effortlessly. His range for singing is amazing. But his range for rapping is amazing,
too. I will give him the range on singing. I will gladly give him that.
The man's an all-arounder. And I love an all-arounder. Like,
if we meet him one day, I'll be like, so what's it like to be that talented?
I'll be like, so what's it like to just wake up and be you?
What's it like?
It'll be funny. And he's crazy. And he's like crackhead. Yeah. He's a complete crackhead.
Yeah.
And I just like the duality.
Oh my god, I'm gonna ask him for like a high five and hope some of his talent like rubs off on me. I want a little bit.
I almost choked on my own spit.
Just a little bit of that talent.
I just want 0.5%.
Just a little bit. Just
0.5% of that talent. Just rub it on me real quick.
But no, yeah, Woods definitely very talented.
Oh, and very beautiful and...
His duality is very scary. See, the thing about... See, I like Min Yoongi. Okay, Min Yoongi and freaking Woods, I understand
it. They both have duality.
The duality is scary. And then, like, they can flip-flop back and forth, and it's very scary. I'm like, what?
Effortlessly. And you're like, who are you really?
First, he's, like, Little Meow Meow, and then he turns into August D. Like, out of nowhere. I'm like, who?
What's going on?
Who?
What? And it's funny, because with Woods, I remember... I didn't realize it when I was watching it, but when I was watching Produce 101X... and they were doing, they were practicing the opening song, the title song for the show, and they were showing them practicing, and then there's this kid in an orange beanie doing the moves all wild and shit and screaming the counts and just acting wild, and I'm like, fuck is that kid? And I didn't, it left my mind, and I was like, ignore it. Ignore it. And then speed all the way to like love maybe a heart. Couple
love me hard
not even that all the way to you know, it was like towards the end of the show when they like started getting paired up with artists and doing songs with the artists, like,
oh yeah, they did a Zico song.
Yeah, Zico song. And I forgot what the song was called, but
I just remember that part.
Move. It was called Move. And he, when he came out on that stage and he owned that, and he baby owned that.
He
and
did
then
that.
I put two in later on after he went solo after X1 wasn't a thing anymore because of the vote rigging. Then I put two and two together and I was like, that crackhead dancing all wild in the practice room, screaming, being a fucking crackhead, is that man? Yep. I was like, that's that man? I was like, no fucking way. I was like, oh my god, I like the crazies. I was like, I really like the crazies. Like,
you're friends with me.
What are you searching?
I have to know something about
him. Oh, he
is
from Unique too.
No, that's fine. I just need to know. I just need to know when his birthday is. Oh shit, he's a Leo.
Yeah. I have issues apparently. I have you and two other friends that are Leos. No, what? Three other friends are Leos. I was like, why do I have so many Leos on my fucking
My
back?
Biggest flex is being the same zodiac sign as Xiaojun from Wavy and Woods. Oh, and my baby Ash Ireland.
I know how to pick them.
I had a feeling he was a Leo. That explained a lot actually when he was yelling.
Yes. And I had no clue.
Woods, if you ever hear this, boo. We like you. You cool.
I'm a oversee one little thing because everybody has flaws. But I love the crackhead. Like, I love the crackheadness of him. I just, it's perfect. All right, next question. Favorite K variety series? Now, this is not variety shows. This is a variety series from a group.
Yeah. This is difficult, but it was easy at the same time.
I already knew. You can't pick two.
No, it's like the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's OT23, technically.
But they're two separate.
No, it's cases. Not.
I'm just now seeing this.
No, because like Wavy.
This is different.
Okay, how about you say yours first and I will defend mine in just a second.
I'm a
dare. I'm going to defend myself.
Hey. I'm going to defend myself.
I'm going to defend myself.
Okay, for me, I like All Boys High, and that's and flying Sunghyup and Jaehyun. If you haven't seen this, it's on YouTube. You can find it easily. This series is so fucking funny. And Precious showed it to me. And I, like, every single episode, I think there's like 10, 12 episodes.
Yeah, they're like 5, 10 minutes long.
Yeah, 5, 10 minutes long each. But you're literally laughing through the whole thing.
And questioning everything.
It's just two frenemies, because they're not really friends, but they kind of are, because they end up liking each other.
Being cool.
At the end. But they're, like, always competing against each other, or they're getting each other in trouble, and it's just hilarious.
Yeah, because, like, the Jaehyun character, I mean, he goes to, like, an all-boys school, and on the first day, he's like, oh, my high school life. And then he, like, bumps in to the Sunghyup's character, and everyone's like, oh my god, he's gonna punch him in the face!
Yeah!
But then they end up being friends.
I like that they actually bring their own personalities into the characters.
That wasn't acting. That was real.
That was kind of real. Because I was like, this is something they would totally do if they were actually going to school together and they did not know each other at all. Like, this is some shit they would do.
Yes.
Like, for real. I was like, I love it. No. What's your defense
on picking
two?
I did. Okay.
I never said you had to pick one, but
okay.
I'm just being
listen,
difficult.
Listen, 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 listen. Okay, here. Listen, listen, listen. I feel that Wavy has their own variety show. Yes. So Wavision.
Yeah.
Season 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. But then I also, I feel like Dream Plan should be part of it, but I didn't put that. But I'm saying
that would have been three.
I am OT23 though.
I get it. So am I. But
so I feel like that should count as like a sub Chinese unit of NCT Life. I feel because
then it would have been NCT Life you know, wavy vision, not wavy vision by itself and then NCT Light by itself. Oh my god, whatever. I don't care. I'm just being difficult.
No.
She's like, you're attacking me. You're attacking my love for OT23.
Because, okay, aside BTS run, like, this, like, okay, I can literally watch.
I didn't want to say the obvious, okay. Obviously.
It was like, okay, but, like, okay, dude, okay, NCT Life gives me everything. Like, I love NCT Life because it's, like, all the members, it's mixed up, and they always go somewhere cute.
Yeah.
And then they do shit together. But then, maybe, if they're, I would say Wavy, Wave Vision, and Dream Launch was, like, Dream Launch was, like, the introduction to Wavy, like, who they are, and their humble beginnings, and you guys should totally stream it on YouTube. That's how I fell in love with them.
Well, I know. That's how, because that was, like, basically their pre-debut show.
It was super cute. But Wavy Vision, I feel like it's, like, their branch of NCT Life, though, but with, like, just them. It's, like, their little branch.
Okay.
Yes. Not a slut for NCT, but, you know, it is what it is.
You said it, not me. That's all I had to say.
So if anybody NCT is listening, I mean it in the most respectful way.
Just check her harem. Anyways.
Yeah, my harem is immaculate.
All right, next. Favorite K-variety show. Now we're on variety shows. You said you don't have one. Seriously?
Yeah.
There's not one that... You know, like, each variety show has, like, a different format, obviously. But it's to get to know that group.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main goal. You don't have one that you specifically always go to?
No.
Really?
I guess Weekly Idol.
I would have thought you would have said Weekly Idol.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. But I was like, okay, I was at work when I filled this out. I was like, I don't think I have one. Because I
know you don't watch them anymore.
Yeah, I don't watch them anymore.
Neither do I.
Too much.
But, like, for me, like... The former host from Weekly Idol that came out with Idol Room, that's my favorite
guys.
One. But they, you know, mental health break.
I know.
And okay. I don't know if the show just didn't get the ratings that, you know, the studio wanted or whatever, but I loved Idol Room, especially because that's how I met Icon. Because when they put Jay in this baby sitting chair and he fit perfectly, I laughed so fucking hard. But he owned it. But Jay owned it. And I was like, this might be my bias. He was my first bias. And then I was like, Precious would like him too. He's cute.
Cut to now. Because, like, I forgot. Because you're like, watch Icon this. And then you're like, it's like so and so. I feel like, I think it's like Jimin and Suga mixed together, something like that. You're like, this is.
Oh, did I?
I don't know. You said it was like him, like two idols mixed together. They had a baby.
I think so. I don't remember who I said.
Yeah, because it was when we went to see BTS in Chicago, and you're like, you have to stand Icon. I was like, okay, like chill.
Like, they were funny because, and then they also had like a segment where they were like paired up with kids, and they were gonna teach them like a chant or something or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody was scared of Bobby because he had purple, like half purple hair, half black hair at the time. He had two-tone hair, and I think the kids were kind of like scared of him.
I would have ran.
And he had facial piercing.
Oh yeah.
So I think they were scared, but one kid was like, you know, stuck with him, and he's like, "I'm gonna show you the ropes, like with everything." And I was like, "Oh, this is so cute." But I think everyone mainly went to Song.
He has that homie
vibe. He has
that
dad vibe.
He wore an apron once, and he made, like, eggs, so yeah.
He has that dad vibe, so yeah. I was like, this makes sense. But I really like Idol Room because they would really just fuck with him. And I was like, I like that. Like, it wasn't to pushing the, you know, pushing the limit or to the point where it was inappropriate. But they would, like, fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I love this. Like, Monsta X was on there. Like,
actually, okay, I gotta say, I guess I did, like, Idol Room a lot every time I had a chance. Because NCT was on there. I love that they did it. Or N-Flying. Because they did, like, the little, like, the camera. Like, they would pick one member.
Oh, yeah.
And they would focus on that member
all
the whole time.
Yes.
One of them, it was specifically Johnny, and I was living and for my life. And then another one, it was like N-Flying, like Jaehyun, living for my life. I was like, this is a good day for me.
Yeah, but I was like sad because I was like always keeping up with every like episode they released, and then they stopped releasing like March of 2019 was like the last episode, and I was like, where'd they go? I was like, did they get canceled? I was like, I don't even know how to figure out if they got canceled. I was like, I'm in another country. I was like, this is not fair. But I think they did end up canceling that show. And
aww.
I'm just like, it was nice to watch it. So I think I'm just going to rewatch all the episodes that I liked.
Yeah.
Because I forgot most of it. Besides Icon, because that was hella funny.
Yeah, I always go back and watch like variety shows from groups. So okay.
All right, next question. Top three groups you stan.
This was very difficult.
This was kind of difficult, but I was like, besides BTS, what are the top three groups mm-hmm. of I stand that I really like? Their music, their personalities, like who they are. Like, and I just wanted to have a little variety. So for me, I picked ATEEZ, Monsta X, and Seventeen. Like, these happen to be three groups that are super great at performing and putting on a show. Like, these groups are immaculate when it comes to, you know, special stages or award, you know, performance ceremonies, stuff like that.
I get that.
And every single member is just wild. Fucking wild. That's a lot of people, but...
wild.
Love them all. They're all wild. And they're all just so, so great at just making music. Like, I love them. Love ATEEZ, love Monsta X, love 17.
Bad discography, forever. Who?
Literally.
We don't know her.
Great songs a lot? Yes. Please. But no, those are three groups for me.
I agree. I loved when we went to go see them. And we went to see a Monsta X and a 17 concert. Best decision ever.
Yeah, so.
I like how 17. Got to 80s. Freaking 17, though. Okay, guys, we're going to leave. 5 seconds. Aju, nice. I was like, oh yes, my God. Like, you're doing this like five so times.
Cute. I didn't expect them to do that for us, it honestly. It was cute. Because I was like, we're overseas. We're an overseas crowd. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they expected a lot of people to be in the venue, but that venue was full of 17. Like, we were sitting up high. Because, you know, it was, like, our first concert, and we're like, let's just see what they're about. Like, we like their songs, but let's see what they're about, like, concert-wise. Perfect.
Perfection.
Perfect. Of course, we didn't have S-Groups in the A at the time. But
it's okay.
It's okay. Soon. Next time. But it was just great to see them all.
Aww.
They were very entertaining. What about you? Who are your top three groups?
Honestly. No one should be surprised. I love Ace, because I'm a proud choice. ATEEZ, I'm a proud 18-y. And then, of course, NCTzen, like NCT, OT23. Those are the groups that, okay, performance-wise, I love them a lot. Every single song. Okay, fun fact, in my personal Spotify, I have made playlists. If you are a group and you have your own playlist with just your group's music, I fucking love you. I love you. So Ace, ATEEZ, you know, BTS, everybody like that. But Ace, ATEEZ, and NCT. NCT, I have an all kill list with every single unit on there. So I love them musically, personality-wise. I adore them so much. And they're just like the crackheads of it all. Like, I just love them all. Yeah, especially like, I don't know, these are the ones like I actually like, I went in and like, ATEEZ I'm behind, but these are the ones I actually like take time and like, if they have like a something out, like a variety show or anything like that, I take my time and watch it. But like Ace more specifically, like I mostly went and I watched all their stuff on Beat TV. I did watch all their stuff and all their busking videos. I was like, oh my God, y'all are really out here in these streets, but look where you are now.
Okay. Takes hard work.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for their comeback soon. So I'm excited. But yeah, those are the top three groups I would stand right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next question. A song that you have recently had on repeat.
I don't think any... At this point...
Here we go again.
I love him.
The stutter.
I love him.
No, I'm not saying I disapprove. I'm just saying, don't make excuses. Just say...
Say what you gotta say? Yeah. No, okay, so the song I had on repeat...
Don't downplay it.
No. This man is amazing and bad discography. We don't know who that is. Like, he is an artist. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so song I had on repeat is going to be Melody by Ash Island. I love it. It's such a good song. Like, from the whole chorus to the beat to like everything. Everything about that song is immaculate. I love that
perfect.
Song. 100%. It's just perfect.
Okay.
And that's my baby. I love him.
All right.
I love him.
All right. For me, it would have to be Sorry I'm Not Sorry by Monsta X. Only because this type of song is super slow and is definitely different from what their usual style is. It's usually their style is like in your face, hard-hitting, like, fast beats, like, we're gonna fuck shit up kind of song. But this one's, like, shady, kind of, like, shady, like, you know, sorry, I'm not sorry.
I love
like,
that,
like, ha, whatever, you know, it's in your face, but in a different, in it's, a softer way.
It's like, you
kind of like, well, you know, you may, I don't even know how to describe it, to be honest, but it just has this, like, laid-back, like, beat to it. And you're just like, it's like a give no fucks kind of song. Like,
I stand.
Give no fucks kind of song. And I was just like, I love this. I love this. Like, that song and then Nobody Else by Monsta X. Those are, like, songs that I just have on repeat. Like, I'm not surprised, but I am so proud of Hyungwon coming up with, like, producing Nobody Else because it's powerful. And Ingwa Ki-young's vocals, powerful.
I mean, nobody else.
Powerful. Oh. Makes me want to just, like, cry. And
just
be
kisses.
Like, it's so great. It's a great album. Great song. All right, next question. Oh, groups you recommend listeners to stan.
What's your answer, girl?
My answer, obviously, is P1 Harmony because they... I don't find many debut groups that come out, you know, on their debut strong. But they came out really strong for their debut. And they're actually about to have a comeback soon on April 20th. So by the time this comes out, they will have already came back. I'm a little scared. I'm a little concerned. I'm a concerned parent. But I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. But I am concerned that maybe they came back too soon. But I believe in them. I believe in my boys, all my sons. I believe in them. Another group you should stand, WE. They're also another rookie group. But they're really good, and the rap line's super talented. The vocal line is decent and good at this point, mm-hmm. but the rap line, immaculate, super talented. I can't, like, their songs are just really good. Like, their last comeback in February? I think it was February. No,
Devil? That was immaculate.
They're not Devil.
Devil?
No, Devil was Wannas.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Hey, guys, dead ass. I'm actually staring at, like, our answers, and I was staring at one. I guess I'm just thinking about one.
I know.
I love WE, though, because my baby. Well, because, like, my son.
Kim Yohan.
Kim Yohan.
Yes.
That baby. I love him.
I love him,
That's
too.
That's best friend. I'll protect you.
But WE's I'm sorry, y'all. Very good. I love WE a lot. But they had a pretty strong debut, too.
Mm.
And now Wannas. I think people should stand Wannas a lot more because... I think they're so underrated, honestly.
They really are.
They're really strong, like, when it comes to music and concepts. Like, they can do the soft concepts. They can do the dark concepts.
Yeah.
Like, they're very versatile.
They literally gave us, like, something really cool, like, lit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was super, super cool. And then...
traditional, like, Korean.
Yeah.
Like, awesome.
Yeah. Then they went from lit... Then they gave us Busha, which was like kind of like, it's very fresh, it was very cool, mm-hmm. but very like, you know.
Very comedic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then WE got No Diggity.
Yes.
No and
Diggity
I was, like,
was good too.
What? Like, that is like a 360 turn. They did such a good job. Great performers. Like,
the first album I bought was Devil.
Yeah, me too. I bought that
because
shit
too. I really like this song. Like, I even like the intro song, the
Devil in the Details.
The details.
Yeah, details. I just like saying details. I don't
or
know.
Details in the.
I just work
no,
here.
It's Devil in the Details.
Okay.
No, the details are in the devil.
Whatever.
I don't know. Dyslexia is like kicking in real hard. But I did love that intro song, and then I also love what are you doing?
Oh,
in Youth and Incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really banger. Songs like
those are so good.
Oh my god,
I liked Leftovers. I was like, dang, you just left me out like
oh,
a piece
yeah.
of pizza.
Leftovers were good too.
I'm more than a piece of pizza,
but that album was immaculate. Like, I'm so proud of them.
Me
so
too.
Proud of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are three groups you recommend, listeners? See, dyslexia. what three groups do you recommend?
Definitely. I recommend y'all need to stand Ace and become a choice. Because, you know, we chose them like they chose us because it was a choice. I'll stop. Anyway, well, no, I definitely love Ace because they are so underrated. And, like, their debut was very, like, ooh, I don't know,
like,
about her.
I feel like they were very criticized.
They were so criticized.
Just because people, I don't know, people were just...
weird about the hot pants. I was like, but didn't Winter have hot pants?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure a group before them had hot pants. And
yeah,
I'm pretty
exactly.
sure a group before that. And
yeah,
that, and
it's
that.
Just the whole thing. I adore Ace because I like them a lot because they're very... I feel like they take time to educate themselves on things.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that they break down gender norms. And I just like the fact that they're more involved in their music. And, I mean, June, personally, I respect him a lot as a person. He's such a good leader and he treats them well. And, like, their CEO... just honorable mention.
Woman CEO.
Miss Kim. Chef's kisses. I love her. But yeah, like, I think she's really taking time and really nurturing them and teaching them. And, you know, I personally feel like, you know, a lot of companies, like, it's all alleged because I don't want to get sued. But, like, I feel like a lot of companies, they take advantage of, like, all the groups that they have and they mistreat them. But her, I feel like, you know, Ace is her, I don't know, maybe
her
she got.
Her baby.
Yeah, maybe she got hidden trainees, IDK. But Ace is her only group, and she's taking so much time and care with them. And I feel like, you know, they're coming up on, you know, their anniversary soon in May. And it just makes me happy because I'm just like, they've come really far from where they were at. And I just feel like, you know, they've done a collab with Steve Aoki, and then they're doing another one with another artist. So I think that's really cool.
I think that's the way it should be, because I feel like, I mean, yes, these bigger companies have the resources to push out groups like a
machine.
Factory. Yeah.
And like it's machine. Not.
But it just starts to feel impersonal sometimes. Yeah. So when I see like someone that's like, you know, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to make sure that I do it right the first time.
I feel like
I'm not going to go out here making mistakes, offending other cultures and stuff like that. Like, I like the fact that they're, you know, taking the proper steps and taking their time to make sure that they educate them and everything is right, clean, like nothing could be criticized about them.
I just like the fact that I think they said something. I don't know who said it, but it was a long time ago. Someone said something misogynistic, and she's like, "Ooh, we're not doing that." Mm-hmm. Feminism. Here you go. You're learning about feminism. And that's what I really like about them. Like, they're really learning, and they just, again, they have more of a voice in their company.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like as a group, they're being really well shaped by their CEO who takes her time with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I appreciate.
Okay.
I'm a choice. Like, I love these boys so much. I'll take care of them. Another group, of course, they're the Chinese unit of NCT, but I feel like they're so, again, alleged. I feel like SM disrespects their Chinese members. I said what I said.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, honestly, everyone in Wavy, so talented, so great, amazing performers, personalities immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, me personally, I feel really connected to Wavy because their personalities, I feel like they kind of mirror mine in a slight bit. So that's why I'm just like, oh my God, like, we would get along so well. Like, you guys wouldn't even be famous. I would just want to go out with you guys and just have a really good time, good conversation. And that's why I love them so much. So protect them at all costs. And then the last one, if y'all don't know Ambition Music, y'all need to stan all the artists because I'm going to stop.
We have a hashtag not spawns, but hashtag wannabe spawns.
I have a Gmail.
Hashtag wannabe an ambassador.
Yes, please.
U.S. ambassador.
Please. I'll treat y'all really well. I stan everybody. No, my third person that I recommend, definitely stream Ash Island, his new album Island. It is so, so good. Every song, amazingly produced, great features. And he is very well-rounded as an artist. Like, he gives me vocals. He gives me rap. And he gives me life. He gives me everything. Like, I love him. And if him and August D did a collab, I'd pass the fuck out.
That'd be interesting.
I'm trying to manifest that.
That would be interesting.
Yes. But, yeah, and I like him. I like him a lot because as an artist, like, he's very, like, the way he looks on the outside is not who he really is. Like, he looks really, you know, like, like, he's gonna punch a bitch, but he's actually super sweet. Like, you know, I was on Instagram Live and, like, a pigeon broke into his apartment. I don't know, and, like, laid an egg. And he's, like, watching he's like, oh, you guys are gonna fly out of here soon.
No, here to stay.
Yeah, it's so cute. So he's super soft. I love him.
All right, our next question.
I like gushing about groups. It's nice.
Same. Next question is favorite Korean food.
Yes.
What is for you?
My favorite one is actually the first one that I actually learned how to make. Bibimbap. It's basically like stir-fried vegetables with like rice. And, you know, you have it with, like, gochujang, everything like that. That one, I'm Filipino, so I eat everything with rice. And that one was just perfect because you have all your vegetables. And then you have, like, whatever meat you want. And then you can just toss it with sesame oil. I don't think I've ever even used sesame oil in my cooking until I made that. Yeah, I don't think I ever did.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, eating Korean food was literally, like, the first time I even used sesame oil. And it was the first dish I felt so proud and I learned how to make. And I really paid attention to the YouTuber, Manchi.
Mm-hmm.
She's my Korean mom.
I love her.
She's, when I go to her YouTube channel, I've actually tried out a lot of her recipes.
Same.
And it makes me feel really good that they actually came out properly.
correctly.
Yeah, because I always underestimate myself as a cook sometimes. But even though, like, you know, you just practice, it's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, when I watch her videos, I'm like, I can do that. That's not hard. I can do it. So yeah, bibimbap, first one that I learned how to make because I was like, I want Korean food, but I don't want to go out. So I'm going to make it myself.
Nice.
There's history. There was specials.
For me, mine's bosam. Bosam is basically like roasted pork shoulders, thinly sliced with side dishes, also called banchan, and which are like spicy radish salad, sliced raw garlic, samjang, which is like a bean paste. Yes, like a bean paste. Mm-hmm. Kimchi, jalapenos, raw jalapenos, and then you like take like a little bit of all of that and you put it in a lettuce wrap and then you just pop it in your mouth. I love it.
We made some once and it was so good.
Yes. And it's like my favorite dish because it's like a balance between like healthy but not healthy. But I think the one thing I really learned about like Korean like food and their culture is I finally learned how to use vegetables properly because, you know, with like Americans, like we have your meat and then you have your vegetables and they're like very separate and, you know, you don't really get taught how to properly make use of your vegetables. It's just like the regular salt and pepper and that's about it. But with like,
or like stir fry this and put it on top and that's
or sauce it in this, but you know, sauces can be so unhealthy and stuff like that. So it's really cool to see like how like there's so many vegetable side dishes that you can make that are pretty low calorie for the you know, for the most part. And then you can pair that with like a meat and not feel like you're sacrificing anything or sacrificing flavor because everything is super flavorful.
Yeah, because a lot of the side dishes that Manchi actually taught me how to like had like, you know, are on her channel. They're all the side dishes. They're so easy to make. Like I even made super like a spinach one. Her like the spinach one is super easy. I'm just like, I can do that.
Yes.
I like that too because like there's actually like a lot of variety for all the banchans, like all the side dishes. There's so much variety so you're not bored. It's like, oh my God, like this is fucking lit.
Now I eat a lot more vegetables just because I know how to make those types of banchan, you know? And I think it's just great because, you know, it's just different. It's just so much different. And I'm like, I can't wait to go to Korea and just eat my way through Korea.
Yeah.
Like, literally, if I see it, I want it, I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna eat it.
I want it, I got it, I'm gonna eat it.
I'm probably gonna have stomach aches for days, but I really don't care.
Nah, tell them, it's okay.
All right, next. Favorite K-pop memories. For me, I said, honestly, every memory that I make is my favorite, but I guess the two top things that I really love is meeting friends that we have now from K-pop concerts.
Yeah.
Like, people we've met at K-pop concerts. Now, this is more on your part because I'm more introverted and I don't think to start a random conversation with someone. Now I feel more comfortable because that's just the culture of it when you go to a K-pop concert, but you know, you just start off with like, oh, this is my bias or this is my favorite song from this group or, you know, these are the groups I send. And then it just snowballs from there. And you're like, wow.
What's your Insta, girl?
Yeah, literally. What's your Instagram? What's this? Like, let's talk online. Where are you from? Where are you coming from? Like, a lot of people will come from different states, let alone different countries.
We met girls that came from Canada.
Yeah, we met girls from Canada that came all the way down to Texas just to see NCT. Was it NCT? No, 17?
Mm-hmm.
No.
17? Monsta X.
Oh, it was Monsta X?
Yeah, because we had to...
I know the venue. That's all. Like, NCT? 17? Monsta X? Because they were all in the same venue.
Yeah, they were all in the same
venue. But it was just great to like just connect with people and stuff like that. So I think that is a really great memory. But I also love High Touches because that's another great memory. Because, you know, when you first go into your High Touch, you're like, you're nervous, you think you're gonna throw up, da, 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 da. You don't want to say something stupid, you're so like self-consumed of not messing
JK,
up
and some of them they can't understand this, so it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what?
But most of them can.
Yeah,
so it was like, you're
or
just
the
so...
one English member that translates.
Yeah, like,
I am don't hold me man, don't hold me man, be cool.
But you know, so you're just so nervous and everything, but then like after you go through your first one, you're like, wow, I should have done this, or I should have paid more attention to this, or seen the interaction.
Yeah, we've had many a high touch.
Yes.
Yes.
So, like...
We met Card.
You know? Yeah, we got to do a lot. We've met a lot of groups, but that's the one thing I really like, is that you get to meet these groups and say, thank you for the concert, like, thanks for, like, throwing
awesome.
A great show, stuff like that. So, I think that's really fun. And, you know, I think I'm a pro at it now. I, like... to make notes and memories in my head about every little interaction with each member.
We know what we're doing now.
Yes, it's really nice. Because then I start noticing things, I'm like, like what they see.
Yeah, me personally, I actually 100% agree. I love all, like, yeah, there are so many memories that we make because I associate K-pop with good memories. Mm-hmm. So like, I love meeting all of our friends. They know who they are. I'm gonna shout these bitches out.
Exactly, they know who they are.
But like, I love the fact that we met all of our friends, and it's like, oh my god, like, what's your Instagram?
And you never really think of that. You're gonna like, you think you, because like, you kind of put yourself in the mindset like, eventually things might taper off and we might just, you know,
yeah, it's like whatever,
and we might just check in with each other once in a while, yeah. But no, these people have stuck with us, yeah. And they are like,
I literally video chatted with Christina like the other day, and mm-hmm. She's like, hey bitch, and I'm like, hey bitch. But no, definitely. But yeah, no, my favorite thing probably is like getting to know the community, mostly,
yeah,
with all the people and all the events that we even go to. This is the most social life I've ever had. But no, I love the social aspect of it and like meeting all of our friends, and it's awesome. It's like awesome place to be.
All right, next question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Teleportation.
Yeah.
I mean, driving. I'm so basic.
I was struggling between that and my
I would save so much on, like, gas and flying and mm-hmm. everything. I'm like, boop, there I am. I would use it for good, though. I would just go to the place I'm supposed to be at, though. I would use it for good.
No, I go travel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean... Yeah, I'd go travel.
No, like, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, I want it because I want to rob a bank. No, dude.
And, like, after I, like, get off of, like, a 12-hour shift at work, I'm like, I just want to...
Zap myself into your bed and you pop into your bed. Perfect.
Exactly. Who cares? I don't want to deal with traffic. I don't want to drive anywhere. Stuff like that.
Or if I need to get milk. Boop. Ride to Walmart and then come right back.
I'm like a ghost.
I'm ghost, yo. But a teleportation, I would love teleportation.
Like, take the milk and be like, ooh. And then just teleport.
It's like, where did she go? It's like Jumper.
Yes. For me, I picked invisibility because I want to disappear when I want to.
Oh, that's a vibe.
I like it. That's just me being an introvert. But, you know, sometimes you're like overwhelmed by social situations or, you know, people or stuff. You're like, can I just disappear? Or you're embarrassed. You're like, can I just disappear? Invisible.
Boom. Interesting.
Boom. All right. Last question. If you could switch bodies with an idol, who would it be? For me, I could not pick. So I have three choices. They're all soloists. Hyze, Chungha, mm-hmm. or Hyuna. Because they're beautiful. Okay, beautiful ladies. Okay. So beautiful. I like them. And they're so quirky and weird in their own ways. And they're unapologetic.
Okay, mine, I actually had like to think about. I know I didn't fill it out on this thingy, but I had two choices. Mm-hmm. So like, okay. So I had two. A guy and a girl, actually. Mm-hmm. So female-wise... Girl, I would want to be Hwasa.
Oh, yes.
I want to be Hwasa. I want to wake up. I just want to wake up, look in the mirror, and be like, damn. Like, that's me? Whoa.
That's me? Really? Yeah. Damn. I look good.
Yes.
In everything.
Damn. So, yeah, girl-wise, I would love Hwasa, to be Hwasa.
Definitely.
I would love that. Take so many fucking selfies. And then, like, guy-wise, okay, it might be a surprise to some people, but I would love to be, like, June from Ace.
Yeah.
I would love to. Okay, I'm not going to lie. Aside him being like, because the thing is, like, I feel like I can be June from Ace and mm-hmm. like no one would know that we switch bodies. I just feel like no one would know. They're like, oh yeah, June just being really weird like usual. But it's me.
That might be true.
Like, because like, I just feel that. Like, if they switched and they were in our body, like mm-hmm. if I was him, nobody would know that. And he'd like, oh, June's acting really weird. No, he's just acting like how he usually is. Because, like, sometimes, like, I'm really cool, but then I say things. It's like, what did she say? Poor Leia. She says that a lot to me, too. Yeah. She's like, girl, what the fuck did you say? I don't know.
Just go, oh, well.
I don't know her.
She said what she said. And she said.
But, yeah, so guy-wise, I would love to be June from Ace. And I would just, like, stare at myself, too, because, like, obviously I'm very pretty.
I don't think I could pick a guy because there's just too many I would want to be.
I was struggling because I almost picked Ki-hyun, too. And I was like, dang, I want to wake up and look that good.
I would just struggle. I'd be like, I want to look like a lot of my biases. Yeah. They're hot. All right. We're going to come back after a short break.
Bye-bye.
All right, and we're back. So that's the end of our question series. Actually, we took longer than I thought. But you know what? I'm not surprised. We always take long, but...
No one should be surprised.
A little bit about us.
This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now.
Gonna let the light shine on me. Oh, okay, anyways.
Big hit. Hire me? No.
All right, we're going to do some K-pop quizzes off of BuzzFeed. First one we're going to do is, are you more like Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion based on your K-pop preferences?
Okay, I like this one.
Let's
I
do
like
this. That.
I like it. I like it a lot.
All right. The first question is, choose a Blackpink song.
Okay.
Pretty Savage.
Or As If It's Your Last. That was creepy.
I'm going to have to go with Pretty Savage.
I'm going to have to go with Pretty Savage, too. Okay, choose a BTS song. Dynamite or...
Boy With Love featuring Halsey.
Boy With Love, definitely for me.
Let's see. Oh, is it Oh My 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 or...
Oh My My My. Oh My My My. My. Yeah.
Na 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 na
na na na na na na.
Dynamite.
I like Boy With Love.
All right.
Twice.
Choose a Twice song.
Can't Stop Me.
Or Shadow. Ooh, I do like both, but I like Can't Stop
Me. Me too. I like that one.
That one just has a thing.
All right. Pick a Red Velvet song.
Red Flavor.
Or Psycho.
Psycho.
Yes.
I love Psycho.
Psycho. Okay. Choose an ITZY song. Wannabe.
Or Dala Dala.
I say Wannabe.
Wannabe, because I didn't like Dala Dala.
Okay. Choose a solo song.
Solo by Jennie.
Or On the Ground by Rosé.
I'm going to say solo.
I'm going to say On the Ground. Okay.
Finally, Blackpink. Why, they just held us on this one. Wow. Okay, this is not our fault. Anyway, finally, BTS or Blackpink?
BTS.
I'm
like Cardi B.
I'm like Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh my God!
Yes, that's who I want.
Honestly? I kind of wanted to be Cardi B because I vibe with her a lot.
I vibe with Megan Thee Stallion. Like, anime, oh like, God. She's an anime fangirl, and that's yes. how I started off.
I think Cardi B is just, I don't know.
I love her. Though.
I feel like Cardi B.
She's like, okay, bye.
You know what's really funny? Like, I actually used to do, like, I didn't mean to, but I would go, I didn't mean to.
Oh, yeah, everyone did.
I did that. But no, it's called,
like,
no,
everything
no.
from okay Wait. Into, like, yeah. That's right. everything.
So, my description says, okay, so I'm most like Cardi B. You're always in a positive mood, which is true, and you believe it's up. If it's up, then it's
down.
You're fearless and amazing. Okay, that's also true. You also love listening to Blackpink, BTS, Twice, but in truth, you love all genres and you don't give any artist a chance. That's true.
Huh. Okay. Mine says, you may be a savage, but in all the best ways. You're powerful, strong leader who believes in a greater good. When it comes to your music choices, you love Red Velvet, ITZY, and maybe some lesser known K-pop groups as well. Okay.
Okay.
I can agree with that.
Make it make sense.
I can agree with that. Let's see. What else should... Let's pick another quiz. Let's see. I'm a pick. Ooh. That's probably a long quiz. I don't know. We need something a little short and sweet. Let's see.
There is... It's time to find out which NCT 127 you should pick based on your K-pop preferences.
That can be your pick, but let me pick my pick first.
That's so funny. Oh, God. He's like, oh, my God, watches Jaehyun? No. I'll still say no. Just checking.
Let's check up all the K-pop songs you've heard and we'll guess when you became a fan.
Are our pages, like, different?
I went back.
Oh, you went back. Mm-hmm,
because it was a better setup than that.
I just work here. Yeah. I got you, girl. If I find it, she's here somewhere.
It's right there.
Tee-hee-hee. This one. Wait, no.
No, this one.
I was close.
I know. You almost clicked on it.
I almost clicked on something else. Okay. All right. One, two. Okay, there's no marker. It's okay.
All right. I'm going to check off all the songs that, you know... Let's just name them off while we check them.
Okay.
All right. Replay by SHINee.
I know that one. Love Scenario by Icon.
I know that one.
Mirror by Stray Kids.
I know that one.
Coffee by BTS.
Mirotic by TVXQ.
I do not.
Eyes, Nose, Lips by Taehyung.
I know that. Cat and Dog by TXT.
Yeah. Ice Cream Cake by Red Velvet. Know that.
Mm-mm.
Really?
I don't.
That's a good ass song. Okay. Gotta Go by Chungha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I Am the Best by 21.
I know that one. Shine by Pentagon.
Shine by Pentagon. Aju Nice by 17.
That's true.
Congratulations by Day 6. Up and Down by EXID.
Mister, Mister.
No, just right. Got 7. Fancy Got 7. Twice.
Me too.
I Do Not Know Catalina by Orange Caramel or Mr. Chu by A Pink.
No.
Or what else? Ending Sing by IU.
I don't know that one either.
I don't know Mr. Mr. by Girls' Generation.
Okay.
But show my results.
Yeah, what are my results?
Ooh. Okay.
Oh. I think we got the same. Did we get the same?
No, we did not get the same.
Huh? Oh, you know more songs than I did. Okay. So.
Maybe we did, actually, but.
Yeah. It says here, but according to BuzzFeed, I got 12 out of 20 on the list. I became a K-pop fan in 2019. What? Yeah. 2019?
The disrespect. Sorry, that's the water fountain for the pets.
Stupid water fountain.
But I got 16 out of 20. Became a fan before 2019. You've been here for quite some time, and you've stayed. You know all the K-pop classics that got us to where we are now. Your fandom shows. Keep it going. Thanks.
Oh, mine had like the same description. But okay, that's not bad.
No, you had the same before 2019, which is true.
Hey.
Which is true.
Okay.
Though most of the songs that were before 2019, I heard after, not after 2019, but after like maybe 2017.
Okay, that's on T.
Now, where's the quiz you were talking about? The NCT 127
quiz?
Oh,
she might be gone.
She was on the other page. Yeah,
she was on another page. No.
Let me see if I can find her. Where you at, girl?
I haven't taken any BuzzFeed quizzes in so long.
I know. I used to do them all the time when I had time.
Yeah, I got bored and I was like.
And now I'm like.
It's like.
I forget that they even exist. But I didn't know that they had K-pop.
I know. I could honestly sit around doing this all day too, which is really bad.
I mean, it's just a quiz.
It's a fun little. Actually, what you do is go on the Megan Thee Stallion one and click on the again. And then it's on the bottom.
Got you.
Oh my god, if Megan Thee Stallion comes, bitch, I'm going.
She's from Houston.
I know. If she goes on tour, I'm going.
Of course she's going to do a tour for her people.
Megan!
I mean, why not? Let's see. What's it called?
It's time to find out which NCT 127 bias you should date based on your K-pop preference.
I think because I have the mobile. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Can I do. Not mobile site. I am on the mobile site. Let me. Okay. This Google. Help me.
We're taking this on two different devices. NCT,
well, yeah. Because it'll just be faster.
Yeah. I'm really just like reading some of these on here. It's like. I'm reading all the quiz names on here for funsies, but it's like, are you more like a she or a woman by Harry Styles? Okay, I don't know about that one. I actually don't really listen to Harry Styles that much. No one come for me.
What around I need the.
I know that song by Harry Styles, but that's it.
Let's see if I can find it in this group of 15.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, who you should date. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Radio. All right.
Which NCT 127 fresh you should date?
This is going to be fun. No, that's a different one.
We can do another one. It's okay.
No. Let me find it. Let me try. No.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. See? I found it. Have a little faith.
I had faith.
In Google.
Trust in pixie dust.
All right. The first question. Pick your wavy bias.
Oh, Kun. Duh. Oh, I mean, yeah. That was hella quick.
I don't have a bias for wavy.
Yeah, damn. That was hella quick. It's like I gave.
If I had to pick, if times were drier. And I had to pick.
Seojun?
Or Yangyang?
Yes. Or like, I can't decide.
Ten?
Yeah, that's also true. No, Lucas.
Hell no.
But why not Lucas?
No.
We love
him. I stay away from that man. Stay away from that man for a very good reason. No, that smile is just dangerous. Dangerous smile. I'll go with Zhaojun because his vocals are great.
Okay.
Pick your NCT dream bars.
Aww. What's your favorite child? This is picking a favorite child.
I'm stuck between Mark and Haechan. Okay. This is annoying.
Okay. Since he is actually, like, by default, I have to pick him because Chunla is Min Kun's child. So I have to pick him.
You do whichever you want.
Yeah, that's my baby.
I'm going to pick Haechan because those vocals be wild.
Okay.
Pick your favorite NCTU song.
Okay,
the Timeless.
Oh.
I Can't Decide. Baby Don't Stop. Without You. Black on Black. Coming Home. Boss. Yesterday. The Seven Sins. I love them all. I don't love them all.
But
I'm stuck between Boss.
Okay.
And The Seventh Sense.
I actually am going to pick Without You, but they're not specific. I would say I like the Chinese version.
I'm going to say The Seventh Sense.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
That was a bop. All right.
Pick a boy group.
BTS.
EXO.
GOT7.
17.
The Boys.
80s.
Monsta X.
Icon.
Stray Kids.
Day 6.
Uh-oh.
Y'all fucked up. That's
not fair.
It's not fair. Okay, by default, I'm not going to pick BTS.
No, that's me too, because I'd rather pick something else.
Okay, EXO, I don't know them like that.
I do. I have gotten more of an affinity for EXO now. Now I know why people love them so much.
I get it.
But if I had to pick...
That's evil. This is
the group that rocks my world. GOT7.
Okay, fuck. This one's really hard for me. Okay, I would have to say... I am actually going to have to go with... I'm going to have to go with Day 6.
I figured you would.
I love Day 6.
All right.
Okay. Pick a girl group. Blackpink.
Red Velvet.
CLC.
Twice.
Ever. Glow.
ITZY.
Luna.
G-Friend.
EXY.
Mamamoo. Again, not fair. I'm going to have to say Mamamoo.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say Mamamoo on this one too. I like them.
Ooh.
Oh shit! God is good. God is great. God is good all the time.
I like how you got your vibes and I got my vibes.
High five! God is good all the time and all the time. God is good.
I got Haechan, of course. Beautiful, beautiful man.
Oh.
Beautiful. What? There's no description.
No, I love him.
No, I know, I'm waiting for you to say your result.
Oh,
and you're like,
y'all.
Silence.
Y'all. I got Johnny Suh. I'm happy.
Yeah, he needs to stay away from me, Johnny Suh.
Just switch into lanes.
No, thank you.
Just switch.
I don't take detours.
No, switch.
No. One more for funsies?
Okay.
Let's pick. Ooh. Big I need to go to actually back to... Hold on, I have to go back through Google. She fancy that way.
She fancy, huh?
You fancy, huh?
Lol.
Google. All right. Let's see.
I wish we had like that SpongeBob background song that goes dun 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 dun.
Oh, for a second I was like,
dun 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 dun. I love that SpongeBob song. It's my favorite. I love SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's like one of the only cartoons that's last over 20 years. Because it was made in 1999.
Oh, God, SpongeBob.
And I swore it was a 2000 thing, but it's not. 99. Ooh, how about this?
What?
We ask Monsta X personal questions and turn their answers into a quiz. How will you score?
Okay.
This is a fatal love carrot.
I'm going down, I'm going down. I'm going.
I scrolled.
Baby, are you down, 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 down. I think taking
there
Boogie.
Are.
Okay, Monsta X. Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
Ooh, I love this. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, shit, no.
Oh.
I don't want to do this anymore. These are hard.
Wait a minute.
These are hard.
Hold up.
This is hard.
Wait. I don't want to do this anymore.
This is hard. I'm going to go back.
I don't like it anymore. Hold on. Never mind.
Give me a sec. I don't know those person. Those were really personal answers. Never mind. Now I know. I thought it was a different format. Now I know better.
Yeah. Oh my God. All the mom baby were literally about to come for us.
No, I mean, these are like things you would have to learn from their interview. Like even Ace has one and I wouldn't know anything about it.
Oh, Ace has one?
Mm-hmm. Same format. I wouldn't know.
Oh, shoot.
Like, I honestly would not know.
I mean, I know some stuff about Ace, but I don't know if I'm that deep.
What about which K-pop idol are you most like based on your favorite dance routines?
Where are we at, though?
It's Little Past the Fatal Love Quiz. 10 is on there.
Oh, 10?
With Wavy.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do that one.
I think I'm going to take the Ace one for funsies off camera, just for funsies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Off audio.
Yeah, there's no camera here.
All right. Pick your favorite dance routine. Russian Roulette by Red Velvet. Coco Bop by EXO.
Okay.
Dance the Night Away by Twice. Fear by 17. I would have to say Fear by 17.
I liked Fear from 17.
That was great.
Okay. Another one. Okay. Kill This Love by Blackpink. Adios by Everglow. Unpun Man by BTS. And My Pace by Stray Kids. I liked Unpun Man.
Me too.
That's my jam.
I like that one. That was a good choreography. And again, Wannabe by ITZY, Candy by Baekhyun, We Young by NCT Dream, Go Go Bebe by Mamamoo. I would say Candy.
I'm going to say We Young by NCT Dream. Keep going. Okay. Which dance routine? Twit by Hwasa. Bad Boy by Red Velvet, Wave by ATEEZ, and Just Right by GOT7.
I would say Twit by Hwasa for me.
I would actually say Wave. I love that dance. Cause Mingyu
looks, it is a good dance.
Ooh. That's all right, not fair.
Just a few more. Take Off by Wavy.
Wow.
Undercover by Ace.
Wow.
Gashina by Sunmi. Lionheart by Girls' Generation. I would have to say, Take Off by Wavy.
Okay. Fuck.
Mother's Favorite.
I'm going to have to say I really love Undercover by Ace. That's a good one. I love the choreography.
All right. You know what to do. Love Scenario by Icon. Solo by Jenny. The Eve by EXO. Snapping by Changha. Oh my God, I'm mad. I like all these choreographies.
Really quickly, if I had were to shotgun pick one, I'm going to have to say Love Scenario.
Snapping, but the Eve is a sexy dance.
I'm going to go with Love Scenario because it's a very playful love song and it's also depressing at the same time.
I'm about to say the Eve by EXO. It's just sexy.
Okay.
They just did so well.
Another dance routine. We have All Night by Astro, Rumor by HINP, Hero by Monsta X, and I'm Your Girl? ? By Khan.
I would have to say,
I say Hero for me.
I did like All Night
too. I loved Hero.
I'm going to say All Night by Astro.
Okay. Last one.
Dr. Bibi by Pentagon. I don't know how to say that.
Just say BB.
BB by IU. Oh Sol Mio by SF9. That was actually pretty good.
I love that one actually.
Love V in Rose by IZONE.
I'm picking SF9. That's a good one.
That's the only one I know by memory.
Who'd you get?
Oh, I got Red Velvet's Yuri. You are energetic and spread happiness wherever you go. You have a bright smile and are a lucky charm. Oh, and I know that you take center stage whenever a rap song comes on at parties. Yeah, okay.
I got the same as you.
You got the same?
High five!
That was fun.
That's funny.
We should do more of these sometime.
Yes.
Definitely. These are fun, little cute quizzes. I don't know. They're not accurate at all. I know that much. But...
No, I'll take the compliment. I'll take the compliment, though.
Oh, that's how they keep you coming back.
Yeah.
The compliment.
Dead ass. Like, oh, Johnny Sum. Like, yeah, I'll take the compliment. just like really funny, like random, mm-hmm. but like our friend Leah, I actually had a conversation with her. We were having a full on conversation and we were just like, so which like NCT member do you think you can pull like realistically? And I was like, I mean, I honestly told her, language barrier aside, mm-hmm. I think realistically the only one that I can probably pull is like either Johnny or Ten. And that's me being so realistic. Because I feel like as much as I love Kun, he'd be like, ooh, I don't know about that.
Don't give too much away because we will have a future episode about that. Which idols we can pull. But that's it for today, guys. So if you like this episode, please rate and review and subscribe to us and give us a follow on our Instagram at whatnickhiphop_official, where you can see our link tree to our other platforms. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and we'll see you next time. But remember,
live to live your best K-pop life.
Bye. Bye.